Well, hello, girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Listen, I hope you can hear me up there, and obviously with all these people around me here. But first of all, I've got to ask you, why do you think Girl Power was so fantastic?
I think it was something, a feeling that was already out there. I think the girls would agree with me. And luckily, we kind of put a name to it, you know. And we always felt, as a girl band, we really wanted to encourage young girls and young women. Because, you know, we felt like there was a lot of boy bands around at the time.
And women are very productive. They make the world go round.
I love what you say as well. It's about supporting other women. I loved that. When,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, encouraging each other, yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Women for
boy,
women.
Yes, there's enough boy clubs out in the
Come
world.
Come on!
Like some girl ones, that's basically what it is.
So how is it to be back then?
Fantastic.
Unbelievable.
So great.
There's something about having your friends with you, you know, it's quite scary being on your own. But when you're together, you know, you can conquer the world. It's great.
I think we have great chemistry with each other. We really do just feed and vibe off each other and have a laugh.
Yeah, and I think because we are so different, you know, that's something that we've always said, you know, we're really, really proud of that. And that just makes us really strong because we've got so much individuality and it brings us together as a great team.
I think as we've got older, we've learned to celebrate our differences even more.
Yeah.
And really, really love
And we really respect each other. We always did, but probably now more than ever.
Yeah.
And who's changed the most?
Me.
Yeah. Me.
You know what? I don't think any of us really changed that much.
We've grown up.
Yeah,
matured.
We've matured and mellowed a bit.
Do you know what,
though?
We're not mature when we're together.
No,
we're like
that's
a
true.
Bunch of
Yeah.
It's just been so nice as well, having all of our kids, you know, in rehearsals, singing with us, dancing with us. It's just been so nice. And we've been helping with each other's kids.
It's lovely.
It's been a really nice working environment.
Yeah, really relaxed actually, hasn't it?
Right, so come on, I've got to ask it. Let's talk about Jerry rejoining.
Oh, do we have to?
Oh, we made her beg.
Yeah,
trust me.
Beg
no,
for
we didn't.
Her, yes.
No, we didn't.
Those beatings.
No, we didn't.
You know what? So much time has passed, so much water has gone under the bridge.
Yeah.
You know, it's just great to all be back together as a five. I don't think we ever thought it was the four of us and Jerry.
Yeah.
Us coming back together has been five individuals coming back together.
I think at the time as well, you know, we've always said it was personally that, you know, it was upset. We were a group, but, you know, things have healed and we love each other.
The funny, thing is, it felt the most natural thing in the world. It didn't feel like 10
years. It didn't feel weird at all.
No.
That was a strange thing.
It was really easy, actually.
Because we have, even though people don't, we have spent time together, you know, through these years, and so it just felt very natural.
I think we're always going to have this connection with each other. It's like, I know the only way is
it's a brother and sister.
We're like family. Yeah. So no matter what you go through, you always got that link. We've experienced something so unique and special. Only these other four women know what it feels like. So you value that relationship and appreciate it as well.
And has it changed much since the old days?
It was exactly the same. My mum and dad were here at rehearsals, and they were saying how even before we were famous. I mean, we just kind of
used to behave like we were.
Yeah. Don't you mean if you do well, if you become a...
No, we will.
We will. And we were exactly the same. We used to dress the same, but now we just wear the little more expensive
clothing.
But we all look the same.
Well, we used to go to nightclubs. We'd go to the front of the queue and go, hello.
We're the same.
We are. Yeah, exactly. It's funny.
Can you even remember, right, you know, when you were in that house and, you know, Jerry had the old Fiat Uno and...
Yeah. I love that Fiat Uno.
I know.
So many
memories.
Why don't you buy one now, then?
No. I don't love it that much.
Back in the house, it really feels like yesterday.
Yeah, why do you
I think when we look back at times like that, we all feel so lucky. You know, we have been through amazing experience, and we looked at each other yesterday and we went, guess what, we're the Spice Girls, do you know what I mean? And it's a fabulous thing. We love it, don't we?
It's such a gift.
I'm very proud.
And when I hear David has bought you all some pretty special bracelets as well.
David turned up today, he's over there actually, because he hasn't been at any of the rehearsals because he's been away working. So I'm nervous about what he's going to think about the show. Really,
he's going to love it.
David's been, you know, from the beginning, when we did our first show, do you remember in an island? What was it?
When we were staying at that
place. I remember David coming over to the rehearsals, you know, just, you know, supporting her from the beginning. So he was like one of the family.
David feels like he's married to all five.
Five, definitely.
He's the original Spice Boy.
Oh,
I think.
And also
and Jade.
Jade.
He's been with us right from the
start.
Yeah. And a few have come and gone a long way. They have lasted. Well done, those two.
David and Jacob.
You have to have real balls of steel to be with the Spice Girls, I have to say.
They have to love us all.
Yeah.
You've got to get with
our friends. I think the song is true.
And how are you all getting along now? You know, there's a lot of rubbish about you guys not being friends. It's been in the papers and everything.
You know what I've learned, you know, is by understanding as human beings, no one's perfect. And when I'm tired or, you know, premenstrual, so I might be a bit more moody or whatever that is. And if anyone comes out with something a bit off, I know it's not about... You know, it's nothing to do with me. It's not personal, and just
we know each other. We know each other really well.
Yeah.
Oh God, these are really, you know, even if we have little things with boyfriends, I go straight to them.
Yeah.
I think it's important to have great girlfriends.
It's like a marriage. You just have to, you know, just be open and
compromise, give and take,
understanding.
Yeah.
Respect each other's differences.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you think that's only with girl groups, though?
Yeah.
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 And I think boys just fight, don't they? They just punch each other and then get all over it.
Girls are
more
open.
Definitely. Men talk as much as women anyway. I think women talk more than men.
Yeah,
we do. We talk about things a lot.
Why are you feeling like
that? How do you feel?
Yeah.
I think people focus on anything to do with us, to be honest with you. And I think there's, you know, when people don't have stories and they always want to write about
they make
and
it up.
I think it's, you know, it's just one of those things that people have said from day one. We argue all the time, we fight all the time, we're falling
they're
out.
They're always saying that about Victoria and I. That's a load of rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you've seen Spice World, the movie, right? Now, we're not Oscar winning actresses, are we?
No, we're still waiting.
Yeah. But look, do you think, you know, we obviously get on. Do you know what I mean? And it's printed so much that we have our rows and arguments and stuff, which we actually don't. We get on now better than we ever did.
Yeah.
So we ain't that good
at
it.
We've got more important things to worry about. We've got children. Exactly. We don't argue amongst each other.
Too well. We're women. We're professional women. Do you know what I mean? We're not little girls. So we're cool.
And so finally, I've got to ask, how are you feeling about being home? What about the London gig? Yeah.
What's going on tonight?
Rescue Remedy. Yeah.
But we meant to be somewhere.
We're excited. You know what? We had a great run last night, and we know the show is great. We know everything surrounding us is great. If we do a good job, then everybody's going to go home satisfied. If you want to be my lover.